Chapter 9. Eddie and Bertrand Melançon were not given to complexities. They kept it simple. If a good situation put itself in your road, you made use of it. If it might jam you up, you put it in the ditch. Anything wrong with that? Eddie and Bertrand saw the storm as a gift from God. White people in New Orleans had been making money on the black man's back for 300 years. It was time for some payback. The uptown area of the city, from Lee Circle all the way up St. Charles Avenue to the Carrollton District, was like a tree full of ripe peaches waiting to be shook. The Melançon brothers had never been house creeps. They specialized in armed robbery and took down only high-value victims and thought breaking and entering was for chumps who deserved what they got when they walked into a blast from a 12-gauge shotgun. But when tens of thousands of homes and stores were abandoned and without power, their security systems worthless, the cops either gone or pulling scores themselves, what was a guy supposed to do? Crowd into the stink at the Superdome or the convention center and try to find a place on the floor where somebody hadn't already downloaded his bowels? The boat they had boosted in the Ninth Ward was perfect for the job. It had a wide beam, a shallow draft, cushioned seats, and a 75-horse motor on it. As long as they concentrated on jewelry, coin collections, guns, and silverware, and avoided loading with heavy stuff like television sets and computers, they could possibly amass major five-figure money by dawn. They just had to keep it simple. The only dude between themselves and central lockup was that cracker Purcell, a bucket of whale sperm who did scut work for Wee Willie Bimstein and Nig Rosewater, and they'd run over his fat ass with their sheen in the quarter, left that motherfucker not knowing what hit him. Now they were going house to house on a flooded street where every live oak was broken in half on top of the yards, only one house with lights working in it, choppers flying overhead to the hospital roof, not a police boat in sight. Bertrand and Eddie both working the upstairs of a mansion that had beds in it with canopies over them like the kind in Gone with the Wind. Eddie stuffing a woman's fur coat into a drawstring laundry bag along with a handful of necklaces he found buried at the bottom of her panty drawer. Bertrand shined the light into the top of the closet. "Look what we got here, man," he said. Eddie paused in his work and stared upward at the panel his brother was prying loose from the closet wall. Both brothers were thick-bodied men, the muscles in their shoulders swollen and hard as iron from shrug lifting 60-pound dumbbells in each hand. Both were stripped to the waist and sweating profusely in the superheated interior of the house, Bertrand with a red bandana knotted tightly around his head. Bertrand reached inside the wall and lifted out a short-barreled blue-black revolver.